Blog Talk Radio.
The meal we go for a drive, smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on her back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen, the girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the bar, cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going, her husband's at home, cause I'm not her boyfriend, I'm just her. Side, but she can't live with it and let it ride. Watching her trying to hold me down, buy me things, trying to keep me around. You can't stop me when I'm on a one way. I'm a player for life and there's no other way. So let's get back to what we do best. Pulling down the zip up on her dress. That's the body of the year and it tastes so good. She likes to nail cause I got that wood. Hitting it hard where her eyes roll back. This girl is pursuing and needs to relax. I gotta get going, no bullshit at home, cause I'm not her boyfriend, I'm just her.
Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady holding it down, you know what I'm saying? She's doing real big over there at Ustream.com, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down, bringing a lot of artists through, you know what I'm saying? Doing what it do. This is My Health, Your Health Monday presents Doomsday Survival Checklist. You know what I'm saying? That is something healthy, since y'all want to go on. As a matter of fact, some people didn't even know what the hell was going on with this Doomsday shit. So let me go over here trilateral and make sure that's running. Do-do-do-do-do. Trilateral.com. Trilateralradio.com. You can go over there and click on the listen live button and click on the play button. And in a minute, you will hear me doing the show from there. But I can't get over there. So let's do it like this. How about that? Do 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 do. That out like that. And the Doomsday Survival Kit is brought to you in part by HubPages.com. And this is tips on surviving the end of the world, which I don't see how the fuck you damn survive the end of the world. How the fuck you survive the end of the world, people? There's all you stupid motherfuckers out there that went and followed this damn pastor. Okay, yeah, let me get into that article real quick, the Pastor White bullshit. Hold on. All right, here we go. Pastor White. Do-do-do-do-do. What the hell is this? Oh, man, y'all ain't even put in what the hell I said type in. Pastor White, motherfucker. Pastor White, man, damn. What the hell's wrong with y'all? There we go. Yeah. Oh, no. It was the wrong one. That was the other pastor, Without Walls. Ex-pastor. Without Walls. He charged with DUI down here in Tampa. Yeah, they stopped him, 53-year-old, about 11:30 in the morning. This motherfucker had a blood alcohol level of 0.093. You know what I'm saying? Our legal limit is 0.08. He way the fuck over. Damn. That's crazy. But anyways, fuck all y'all with these goddamn mega churches and all that bullshit. Let me see. Doomsday. Yeah, here we go. May 21st. All right, here we go. Doomsday, May 21st. Judgment Day. Nuclear disasters. Sign of Judgment Day. Radiation. In Japan. No rapture, no judgment. Doomsday. Church still open for business. Okay, let's see. Doomsday Church. Judgment Day. Do not wise in thine own eyes. Be not wise in thine own eyes. What the fuck? This is what I don't be understanding about so-called religious people and they religious ramblings, so to speak. Let me get some background music going on, provided live over here on TryLoudRadio.com, people. That's what's in the background. Yeah, we jamming live. Streaming it. That's what I'm talking about. But anyway, as they always quote these damn Bible verses and all this shit. But what the fuck? What does that apply to? Be not wise in thine own eyes. Get the fuck out of here, man. Harold Camping and his devoted followers claim a massive earthquake will mark the second coming of Jesus or so-called Judgment Day on Saturday, May 21st, ushering in a five-month period of catastrophes before the world comes to a complete end in October. At the center of it all, the Camping's organization, Family Radio, is perfectly happy to take your money and, in fact, received $80 million in contributions. I'm in the wrong fucking business. Damn, I'm in the wrong business. Lying seems to be profitable, especially when it comes to religion. I might become a pastor. Oh, I'll drink to that one. Randy White did. Oh, man. Camping founded Family Radio, which is a non-profit, taking in $80 million in contributions. I meant to say a non-profit Christian radio network based in Oakland, California, with about 65 stations across the country in 1958. But not even all of its own employees are convinced that the world is ending on Saturday. In fact, many still plan on showing up at work on Monday. I don't believe in any of this stuff that's going on, and I plan on being here next week, a receptionist at their Oakland headquarters told CNN Money. CNN Money, not CNN people. CNN Money. Right. A program producer in Illinois told us we're going to continue doing what we're doing. Of course, why would you follow an 89-year-old decrepit old man who's probably suffering from dementia, amenta, and all the other kind of stuff in between? You know what I'm saying? According to their most recent IRS filings, Family Radio is almost entirely funded by donations and brought in $18 million in contributions in 2009 alone. Man, fucking crazy. Come on, people. And you stupid motherfuckers. Boy, look here. Let's see. Overall, 80% of her coworkers don't even agree with Camping's 21st forecast. She has stuck on to her work as usual, booking appointments, filling over. That's talking about the little receptionist chick. And some employees are questioning the meaning of Harold Camping's goodbye letter, which was sent to the Family Radio mailing list last week. While he says farewell, he encourages employees to steadfastly continue to stand with us to proclaim the gospel through Family Radio. What the fuck is you talking about? If the world is coming to an end, how is people standing back to take care of the radio station? And how do you stupid motherfuckers follow this stupid sorry, the motherfuckers just slipped in there. I'm trying to bleep it out, but damn. Come on, people. Could that mean that he plans on disappearing, but the company should still go on about its business as usual? Yeah. Well, I ain't finna get all into that, because I could really care less, but living large in an apocalypse bunker, the nonprofit employed about 350 people and paid them a collective $8.3 million, or roughly $23,000 per person in 2009. Damn, I'm in the wrong business. Shit. Yeah. What the 2009 filings don't show is how the organization's donations and expenses may have changed during 2010 and leading up to May 21st, Judgment Day prediction. So, yeah. That's fucking crazy, man. I even seen one of the most stupid fucking trucks talking about that shit. Fucking RV got that old dumbass shit. If people donate to this group think the world is ending on Saturday, then I'm not sure that they care. Yeah, well, I guess pretty sure. I'm pretty sure some dumbass, well, there's some dumbass people out there. Jesus, people. Jesus. I mean, you're going to go spend your money on somebody else. If it, the fucking world was coming to an end, you ain't going to go and just, you know, I don't give a damn. Anything else but that. Go and just send your shit off to Never Never Land so these motherfuckers can drive big-ass trucks and park, and now they got all your goddamn money, and now they got all this truck full of shit, and now y'all can't do a damn thing. I mean, it's kind of fucked up. All right, that's what's up, Miss Computer Lady. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady coming through. Make sure y'all check out on blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. Soon to be on www.trialoutradio.com. You know what I'm saying? We're getting it in real big. There we go. Co-host is with the Moses, Miss Heavenly Angel. It's probably been about 30 minutes, but I've been rambling.
I thought I'd fly back down here since I'm the only one that made it in the rapture.
Hey, well, you know, I guess that's the only reason why we survived, you know, because we was out in space. So, therefore, you know what I'm saying, certain
I'm in close
individuals.
Proximity here, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So it was easy gettings. But, yeah, Miss Computer Lady, shout out to Miss Computer Lady Show.
We were all hanging out over there.
I was partying with Miss Computer Lady. Didn't even have to leave home.
Man, I had to turn my webcam on, man. I had to show y'all the biggest lighter in the world.
Stream.
I got a damn lighter that's...
Hey, did you read the story about the woman that tried to kill herself and her two children and left a suicide note? She didn't want her kids to go through the rapture, and her friend, coincidentally, just came. He was at the time when they were bleeding to death, and he came earlier than he was expected.
Damn, what she did? Cut him or something?
Yeah, she took a boxing knife, or a razor blade boxing knife, and slit their throats and their wrist, and then slit her throat and wrist, and yeah.
How the hell do you do all that, though?
That's madness.
God, this is a white woman in a suburban. Come on now, you know black people ain't giving a fuck about that. You know how many people in the hood was laughing? Because we were like, oh, snap, all the white people are gone.
Well, you better think about Jonestown, baby.
Because we ain't believing in that shit, man. Black people don't believe in that shit, man. Matter of fact, half the people, I ain't going to say, half people, period, don't believe in that shit. Because I just ask people on the street, period, bitches ain't even know nothing about the shit. Everybody else, they thinking it's 2012. And the only reason they saying 2012 because y'all don't put a big fucking movie out about the shit.
Well, the thing is, nobody knows the hour or the day, so it is written. That's all.
Man, ain't no hour, no day. Y'all better fucking live and goddamn be fucking happy and then get your punk asses off the fucking planet. You know what I'm saying? You only got about 70 years on this bitch, so get the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? When we worry about the next man, what the fuck on that? Get your 70 years out of the way and then be fucking happy.
My grandma got 97 out of it.
You know what
I'm saying? She would have been 100 this year.
Yeah. Be living for that. Live to see 70. You know, do all you can before you 70. Make that a thing. Make that your doomsday. Make your doomsday at 70. You know what I'm saying? But see, step in and be trying to worry about another stupid motherfucker's predictions.
Too young,
you know what I'm saying?
When you're hitting 70, that's young, baby. Come on now.
Hey, that's when it's time to get your freak on. You know what I'm saying? But that's when your Viagra is cheaper.
Right? And
when your Viagra is cheaper, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're getting it damn near free. Get your yang up. Oh, sorry, people. Look, check it out. I got a Doomsday Survival Kit. All right. This is the tips on surviving the end of the world. Armageddon.
Marijuana.
Yeah, I guarantee you they ain't got that on it. That would be at the top.
Paper, toilet paper, spice, something.
You know what I'm saying? You got to have at least 50. Well, yeah, I need at least a ton of marijuana. Yeah. 1 ton of marijuana and
some seeds.
I just want one big ass rolling leaf. Fuck all the blunts and shit. Just give me one big ass, and then I just, you know, unroll it as I go. You know what I'm saying? Just one big ass super blunt, and then, you know, so I can, you know, or a tobacco dispenser. It's one big ass roll, but it just dispenses tobacco leaves as it goes. You know what I'm saying? So it just slices off a piece of the leaf. Bam, roll up. Slice off a piece. Bam, roll up. You know what I'm saying? This leaf will last you at least 500 years. That's what I'm talking about. Moist. And it will maintain its moistness. People, this is the ramblings of a pothead. This is all I'm dreaming about for survival day. You know that I ain't say nothing about food or nothing else. Moses weed. I eat the weed. I can make a million things out of weed.
Water and bread.
That's it. And weed. Don't need no other nutrients. That's all. I get everything out the weed. I can eat it, drink it, recycle it.
Ropes.
Sew it up, everything. It's the shit.
Yeah.
And it's banned in half of these places. What kind of shit is that? All right, so the end of the world. The end of time. Since the beginning of time, civilizations have toyed with the ideas of doomsday, and some religions have sweared by it. As Securitarius? Yeah. Securitarius. Secularius. Secularis. Secularis. Oh, okay. Have done via warnings about climate change and nuclear Armageddon. Armageddon has been lurking in the midst of every civilization that has ever existed. Even the Third Reich believed in the apocalypse, and in our time of modernity, it enters our psyche like an uninvited guest, causing pessimism and hopelessness. These fires are only stroked by the media, acting like the proverbial prophet of doom. Those who lived in New York City during the attack of 9/11 got a taste of what doomsday could be, of what an apocalypse was. And as I watched those two planes slam into the World Trade Center from my office window a couple blocks away, it indeed was a rehearsal for doomsday. Now, as we thrust into the sick economy, it may, what the fuck is all this rambling, man? I don't want to hear all that shit. What is the fucking kid at?
I didn't hear one word.
Rambling. Yeah, like, where's the fucking kid at? Like, damn, shit.
Seriously, I didn't hear one word you said.
Hey, it sounds like a bunch of rambling.
I mean,
it's like a blah, 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 blah.
I can hear every word you're saying now. Yeah.
Damn.
I understand you now.
All right. Okay. First, take a look around at your significant others and friends and ask yourself, how will this person act in a disaster? Will you be calm when the food runs out and there's none coming in anytime soon? and find creative ways to find some, or will he be thinking about cooking you and your dog like the Donner Party?
As I know, you better have a gun.
Did to one another when they were waylaid out west by bad weather. Perhaps it may be time to get new associates. But bottom line is, know who you're associating with their strengths and weaknesses. Next thing you should do is get several high beam flashlights, several battery operated radios, which that's stupid. When you got wind up radios that only require fucking batteries, why the fuck would you worry about carrying around some goddamn extra weight? People get you a goddamn wind up fucking radio you can purchase at most places, Walmart, truck stops, and all that shit. Wind
up. No. Walmart is a bad word. Walmart is the devil, honey. Look at my Facebook wall today, please.
All right, well, truck stops.
Documentation.
I'm going to go. Truck stop, shit. I meant lead mark.
Yeah.
Motherfucking lead mark, goddamn it, shit.
Something else, people. Go to your local hardware store, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ace. Yeah, right.
They are the little guy nowadays, Aces.
Yeah, you don't even really hear about them no more. Make sure your family, you and your family, have at least 3 months of medication if they take any. What? This can't be for the end of the world. Because 3 months?
Well, you got 4 minutes at the end of the program here. Unless you call
in. 6 months would be ideal. First aid kit with splints, band-aids, tourniquets, antibiotics, salve is key. A course in CPR and medical emergency is a good idea. Check a local health department for information about where to find courses. Because enforced curfews and anarchy may shut down your daily operation. All of the above is good policy. Yeah, you got to watch out for that. Enforced curfews, which will create anarchy. It's not that, not the opposite. Of course, bitch, you tell me I can't motherfucking go outside for what? Fuck you mean, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I'm going to get the fuck out of this house. So, of course, if I can't get the fuck out of the house, now, yeah, I'm going to create some fucking anarchy because I'm going to get the fuck out of
it. They're thinking about, like, if there's no electricity and the looting and things like that, you know, it's a blackout or even a brownout. You know what I mean?
Listen, people, listen. Okay, scour the internet. You can get a converter, a little converter, which is solar powered. You can get a solar power converter, running you probably about $200-$300. Bam, you can plug all your little necessities into that. You're taken care of. Fucking the radio, get a wind up radio. You'll need batteries. You know what I'm saying, for your entertainment. Now they got little wind-up fucking televisions, you know what I'm saying, where you can get some little TV, even though you won't be really picking up nothing on that, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on here?
Oh, the doomsday, girl, it's the doomsday.
You need to go back to the good old-fashioned old days.
It's the doomsday. Well, we better go over to HD
Radio.
People
relied on the land, not the government, not the system.
We're going over to HD Radio on www.trilateralradio.com. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, it's Monday. Gotta love Monday.
Might have your health Monday. It's going down. Presents Doomsday Survivor Checklist. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. Make sure you don't have no motherfucking pastors in the vicinity. Yeah, because false prophets, you know what I'm saying, fuck up your whole show, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. All the way from Ohio, hailing in with a computer degree in everything. Thank you, Miss Computer Lady. Oh.
You had to laugh,
Cole.
Oh, hey. Boy.
What's happening? Hey,
you know the
are you back from
the
rapture, too, Miss Capula Day? You back from the rapture, too?
Like he said before, no man knows the day nor the hour.
That's right.
So you telling me that you didn't go out and spend your life savings on ho-hos, tobacco, flashlights, wine, liquor booze, and men, because the end of the world was Saturday.
No, Saturday I was.
You're telling me that you didn't go and withdraw all your life savings, go and buy a big-ass Suburban, drive to the end of Midwest, sit there like he's a dumbass, and have a whole, couple hundred people behind you looking just as stupid as they did on the 21st.
Nah, I was trying to get my biz on at the Business and Health Expo, and for those who saw me on Ustream Saturday night, thank y'all for y'all supporting
great
everything.
Job,
I
great
really
job. Very
appreciate
inspiration.
It. Thank you.
Good times. I'm ready for the next event.
Yeah.
Gonna see how I get that scheduled. That's what I was doing on the 21st.
That's what
you say,
Atlanta. You just party with Mike.
We were living, because I was speaking life. I'm like, I said, too many dreams I want to come true, too many things I need to accomplish. And I'm like, Because actually, that's not the first time he predicted. Right. Actually, that's not the first time that was a prediction from him before. I remember something that mentioned. I said, oh, yeah, that's right, back in, I think, 84 or something like that.
Yeah, 1994.
Yeah, it was sometime. I thought it was 84, but anyway, it was one of them fours.
Sure was.
But,
it don't really matter.
Right. And it won't be. I mean, he's well-versed in the Bible. I respect him for that. But I'm going to say this. It won't surprise me that a lot of people are going to not tune in to, you know, that site or any of his shows anymore. I have a feeling it's going to decrease a lot. And as far as monetarily, it's going to be affected, believe me.
Because
that was a big turnoff for me. Here you are predicting, you know.
I mean, but this is an 89-year-old man. What the fuck is, come on. I mean, even for people to be sitting there in a mega church, this man got a mega church. And y'all sit up there listening to the ramblings of this man. Come, ain't no fucking way, man. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no way. But then that's it. Like my mom said, that was like Jim Jones back in the days. You know what I'm saying? Look at all the people follow them. Did he take it himself?
You know what?
Wasn't he gunned down?
Yeah, he was
gunned down.
Yeah, but they still, I don't know if they ever found out who did it. I mean, there was speculation. Some say it was somebody who had followed him, you know, was one of his guards or one of his, you know, like second or third in command or some other speculation.
But I'm saying, but
like
he didn't take it, though. He didn't take the cyanide himself, though.
No, he didn't.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. So, come on, man. Y'all done followed this motherfucker to the end of the goddamn world. Now he gets y'all ass set up and robbed or some shit. You know what I'm saying? By this old-ass man. He done robbed you because y'all done donated $80 million to this motherfucker. So he done robbed you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a shock.
Man, I need
when
that.
When I heard that, I was like, what? I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna open up the Church of Herbology.
You wouldn't be the only one.
I'm Pastor Smoke a Lot. I'm your Pastor Smoke a Lot. I'm talking from the chapter 4, 20th verse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you said that earlier. I'm in the wrong profession. I should be a pastor. That's getting pastors. Now, for those who are saying, are you offended my pastor, whatever, look, like we said on Platinum Queen show yesterday, shout out to Platinum Queens, that was a hot show, I'm telling you. You have a good pastor, everything's being said, it's not for your good pastor.
Man, my opinion is my opinion. I ain't asked you to stand your punk ass out on the motherfucking on the sidewalk spraying your goddamn gossip and shit. I didn't ask you to drive your big ass fucking trucks around talking about it's the fucking end of the world and got my motherfucking child wondering what the fuck going on. Now they kids going to fucking school doing stupid shit because they think it's the fucking end of the world because they so impressionable at a young age, and now you got this shit plastered like it's a new movie coming along.
Come on, man, that ain't lawsuits
for emotional distress. You have caused me emotional distress because you were blatantly went out in public and blatantly went to a damn movie theater and yelled fire. And when everybody started running around, I got fucking trampled.
I'm telling you something. This man, he had a whole, I mean, the billboards. I couldn't believe they had all that money for all them
billboards.
And you could not miss them. You could not miss them.
No, they got RVs. They was driving around in RVs. They rented RVs just to blast them with billboards. They had $80 million in contributions.
Now, I didn't see the RVs around in Toledo where I am. I'm not saying that there weren't any. If there were, they weren't around where I was or where I was going or whatever. But some places those billboards, and I have to admit, some parts of town, I just stopped going by. I'm like, I don't want to see this. I said, I can go in another direction. It might take me long to get there. At least I'll just deal with that. Because that was very upsetting to people. I mean, a lot of people were really upset, scared. Yeah, name it, they were.
That's amazing to me. I mean, never mind the money amount. It's amazing that people are that gullible.
For real.
That lost, that they will follow.
You just say fuck the Lord. You know what I'm saying? And let me go follow this motherfucking paste ass motherfucking man. Come the fuck on, people. Come the fuck on, man. You following any one person on this planet, period. You know what I'm saying? Besides yourself, you fucked up. You know, you gotta follow yourself, you know what I'm saying? The Lord is your guiding light. That's all you need. Follow that fucking light and fuck anybody else that's on 2 feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my personal life, people.
Yeah, but it's just crazy. It doesn't dumbfound me because I still cut on the TV and you see all these TV evangelists every day got, you know, 5,000-6,000 people sitting in front of them listening to their little stories that they're telling, which ain't even correct stories. So it's on a daily fucking basis. And they steady ain't telling the fucking truth. You know, I said there and asked, when you look at the Last Supper, I got into that. I looked at the Last Supper little thing. Now, it's got 11, you got 12 disciples. But then, how is it 12 disciples when you got a female sitting next to Jesus?
The only thing is, okay, according to that pictorial depiction and according to the word, there weren't any females around.
That's what I'm saying. But it's 12, and it's 11 plates at the table, though. And that's including the one for Jesus. Now, and he make 13 people, but it's only 11 plates at the table. So so somebody is two extra bodies here, and then you ain't saying nothing about the female in the picture that's, you know what I'm saying, you know, getting conversation from the next man.
That's not biblical anyway, because you need to
check the whole
patch. And that's another thing,
man.
Too.
Man, but you can go to any given church. Any given church got that fuck shit hanging up in their damn church.
Well, it says no graven images, and I would consider that one. So, if you want to go from the Bible, there's no graven images.
They shouldn't be asking
nobody for no money either. So, if they're a good shepherd,
another show.
You know,
y'all know I get it all into that now. Yeah, I'm a real religious teardown freak. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you need to read the Bible. Why? I'm not gonna read the same story you read because then we're gonna be talking about the same story. No, I'm gonna read something else. Now I'm gonna read the Quran on your ass. Now we're gonna do the Quran versus the Bible, and then let's see what happens.
Ooh, you probably get a highly rated show and a lot of mad people.
You know what I'm saying? But then because I fucked half of them up off top because I said, how you read the Quran? If you can't answer that,
do you know what the Quran is?
You already know. Yeah, you already
know.
You know, listen, people, you read the Quran backwards. Hey. The Quran is not backwards, but you read it backwards because the Quran is actually read from the back to the front. The Holy Bible has been twisted, and then they flipped it, and then now they got the story read from the front to the back.
Well, I was also going to say, too, that the way that the Bible is, you know, put together, I'm not saying I don't believe in everything, but they say, you know, it's still not all recorded.
Well, they translate.
There's so many different translations. I mean,
a translation is an interpretation. That's all that means.
Right.
That's just another fancy word for interpretation. This is my interpretation of what's going on. I don't exactly know, but this is, you know, how
right.
I heard it. So I'm going to rewrite
even
it like
in
this.
The four Gospels were based on interpretations. According to what Matthew experienced, was different from what Luke experienced.
John,
Mark told the story may be similar to John's, except John, according to him, this is how the account happened. According to Mark, this is how the account happened. Similar is the same situation, similar ways of telling it, just them telling their own words, and then the interpretation of what they said is different. Everything from the New Living to the King James to the, you know, any different language Bible, you know, Chinese, Spanish, France and all that.
All of the life.
Hey, I'm going to talk to Sinai, but I think I'm going to see if we can switch up the chat room, the chat box. I want to do like a video chat box.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
You know what I'm saying? So we can just plug in, you know, something like Tiny Chat. So find an inventable video chat box. Because, you know, that exact shit, all right. But
like you said earlier, reliance should, because even the Bible has built, you know, accounts where, you know, man makes mistakes. Man said, trust God. You know how many verses in the Bible it says, trust God. Okay, you know, you might not have you might have trouble trusting him about, you know, the number of things, but in all accounts, if you think about throughout your whole life, man is not perfect. So even God knew that. So reliance for anything should be on him. I'm not trying to preach religion. It's just that. Yet y'all notice what happened. I mean, it's not the first time that, you know, the end of the world was predicted anyway. Man does not know.
They do that every, I don't know, every whatever, you know what I'm saying? But every time they feel froggy they need to generate some money, you know what I'm saying, they do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like when they made the damn 2012 movie. But they put that out, what, two years ago? You know what I'm saying?
You might as well call that a prediction.
Yeah, so you got to go ahead and generate the money. And now everybody waiting on that. So the old man, he really done fucked some shit up. Because you done threw some false shit in there, so now that might derail everything for 2012. Bitches, oh, man, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, I ain't no might be, because I ain't giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I do until the Lord blow this whole goddamn planet off the map.
Well, anyway, I'm going to have to get off, but I'll be joining in on Trilateral Radio, which, get ready, y'all. I'm going to be there real soon. I'm glad to be there. And for all those who heard on Ustream, I shouted out. As a matter of fact,
I'm going down real
good,
man.
Oh, yeah. Going down
real
good.
Got a lot
of
cosmetic work to do, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're getting it in, people. We're getting it in.
And I
got to
get my banners.
Ever changing. Yeah, I need a banner, too, to throw the banners up.
Yeah, I'm going to get that. Yeah, give me a couple of days. I'm going to get that together. I got some other stuff I got to get out the way, but I'll get that together. I love y'all.
I'm in it. Love you, too. Have a great day.
Okay. All right, you too, y'all.
Minute, people. Check us out, www.trilateralradio.com. Shouts out to Coles with the most of Miss Heavenly Angel, the International Smokers Representative, Sinai, and everybody out there riding with Wrecking the Game Radio via trilateralradio.com. Oh, yeah. It's going down. So that's how the Jamie, Alexander 84 over there hanging out. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they'll be back a little later on, but we still hanging out, people. Check us out live. It's TLC Radio in the building. It's Regular Game Radio. How you feeling? Shout out to Goofy Bo, DJ Party Time, Miss Janu. You got anything?
Easy Rider.
Easy Rider, Ben66.com.